Podcast Audio presents Odysseus by Geraldine McCochrane.
Chapter 1. The Land of the Lotus Eaters.
When will Father come home?
Queen Penelope turned away from the bright window to look at her son.
Soon, Telemachus, soon.
But the war has been over a long time now,
said the boy, fingering his father's golden spear and quiver of polished satinwood.
Troy is a long way away, the other side of the world-encircled sea, on the far eastern shore. If there are no winds in his favor, his men can only row. It would take many, many months to row from Troy to Ithaca.
Telemachus tried to lift the huge sword that stood in the corner of the room, but it was too heavy for him. How much more must the king's sword of gold weigh that his father had worn when he went away to war?
Why don't I remember his face, Mother?
Child, you were only a baby when he sailed for Troy. The siege lasted for 10 years. I can describe him to you. How his hair curls forward from the crown, how he wears his beard trimmed to a point, how his tan is darker than the mainland Greeks, who never sail between the sun and the sea. And his hair is almost the color of his bronze helmet. Oh, I forget, you never saw his warrior's helmet.